Avian influenza first jumped to humans in Hong Kong in 1997, resulting in an unprecedented culling of millions of chickens and widespread panic. Many consumers in Hong Kong today are unfazed with the current outbreak of bird flu in Asia. A chicken dish is usually the centerpiece of most Chinese meals, especially during celebratory occasions such as the recent Lunar New Year. This year has been no different, despite a new outbreak of avian influenza throughout Asia. Many consumers in Hong Kong say they are confident the chickens sold here are safe. This man, shopping in a local wet market Tuesday, says there is nothing to be afraid of. He says he will eat chicken as he pleases. This housewife visiting the same market says she is being more cautious. She says Hong Kong does not have bird flu, but she will not serve imported frozen poultry. Avian influenza first jumped to humans in Hong Kong in 1997. It sickened 18 people, killing 6. Experts say the rapid slaughter of millions of chickens averted a bigger health disaster. Since then, Hong Kong has implemented strict measures on chicken farms and in markets. All chickens in local poultry farms and those imported from China are vaccinated. Markets are closed for compulsory cleaning twice a month. So far, the bird flu has struck 9 Asian countries, and there have been deaths in Vietnam and Thailand. Hong Kong, however, has been spared at the moment. To some chicken traders here, the prospect of another bird flu outbreak in Hong Kong would deal a severe blow to an already struggling industry. The owner of the Sun War Long Live Chicken Shop in Wan Chai District says the poultry industry has not recovered since 1997. He says he still barely breaks even each month. In a place that is still counting the cost from last year's outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, health officials assured the public the government is vigilant against bird flu. Health Secretary Yeo In-kyung:
we are also watching out for any possible mutations of virus to make sure that our vaccine continues to be effective.
Some residents fear that it might be a matter of time before the virus reappears in the territory. Earlier this month, agriculture authorities found a dead wild bird with the H5N1 virus close to a chicken farm. Heather Barron, VOA News, Hong Kong.